What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir.
Jumping fresh out the gates, first and foremost, like to show love to beautiful Broken Knuckle Studios here in Waterford, Michigan, to Dave, to Katie,
and Marco.
And a special shout out to Marco. We miss you, big guy.
Show enough.
So, Big, how was your weekend, man? You know, this past weekend, what you get into?
Had a good weekend. Babysat my nieces and nephew. So we, it's funny, man. I was trying to pull out some old video games for them. I was going to pull out my Nintendo and Sega because they, you know, these little kids, they don't know about that stuff.
You know, that's like an Atari to kids, right?
Exactly. Or even worse. But ended up pulling out my PlayStation 2 and actually, man, they were pretty good. I showed them how to play NBA Live and
NBA Live? You still play NBA Live, man?
This is PlayStation 2, bro.
I don't care.
I pulled it out for the kids.
But you still playing it?
They're not ready for this new stuff.
Man, you terrible.
Anyway, and I pulled out MVP Baseball. I started playing Triple Play Baseball back in 99. Super dope. Had the kids hitting home runs, doing crossovers, everything. So we had a great weekend. Babysat them, cooked for them, my wife and I. So they had a great time with us, man. How about you? How was your weekend?
You need to update your video game.
I do. I actually want to get a PlayStation 5. I posed a question on Facebook. I was like, hey, guys, should I get the PlayStation 4 or the 5? Everybody was like, go ahead, get the 4 and just wait for all the kinks to get out the way with the 5. They don't buy the 5 right away. Because they always got to work on it.
It sounds like a bunch of people who don't have the money for the 5 right
away. No, I agree with them, though. Because
it sounds like a bunch of people who don't have the money for the 5 right away.
But think about it, right? If it comes out for Christmas.
It's coming out Thanksgiving, right? Before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so how many times do they put out a system and it's cracking right away? Never.
All the time.
I've always heard.
I mean, they've been working on this for the last 3 years.
Okay.
3-4 years.
So what system? Do you have any systems? You're not a gamer, though.
I have them all.
Oh, you? Oh, really?
Yes.
See, I wonder why we never talk about that, man. Because I've always been a gamer, though.
How you always been a gamer when you have a PlayStation 2?
But see, this is the problem,
NBA Live 99.
But I play people's. Don't even try to play your boy like that. Don't even try to be big like that. I play on people's systems when I come over to the crib, whatever, we hang out, whatever like that.
So you mean to tell me you play on other people's video games?
And I whoop them. And I whoop them when I play them.
The same guy.
I'm still a gamer, bro. I'm just behind.
Wait.
I'm kind of like a retired gamer a little bit.
Okay, because I was about to say the same guy who claims to be an all-world at Madden but only plays on the all-pro level.
Don't do me like that, right?
Come on, man.
You're making your mans look bad early in the game, baby. Come on, son.
Come on, man.
It's all love, though. But yeah, so I think I'm going to go ahead, rock the PS4.
No, go with the 5, man. I'm telling you.
So you telling me to just go buy the first one?
Why would you buy the old system? That's stupid.
Because they said you can play. Well, you know, because they got all the games out for it.
Okay,
and
all you got
to
do.
It takes
just,
time for the PS5 games to come out, don't it?
No, it doesn't. Once the system drops, the games drop right with it.
Yeah, but they're not gonna have everything, right?
Yes, everything.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk more about it later.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be a gamer. You're supposed to know this. Exactly.
So I could play all the 4 games on 5.
Yes.
Okay, I knew
that'd
that.
Be stupid.
I knew that.
Thank you, Katie.
Whatever, Katie. No, I'll just play.
That would be stupid.
No,
just
it's all
get
good.
The 5,
I'm still torn with it.
If
a 4 costs $250, right, with a nice little package, they'd be like, all right, $250 with a controller and 4 games. That's a great deal. Is it not?
No.
That's not a great deal.
No.
A brand new PlayStation 4,
no.
4 new games,
you
and a
why?
Controller.
You want to know why? Because no one's playing the damn 4 anymore.
Bro,
so
everybody don't have the money to get a 5 right away.
Who's going
to
play you?
Look at all the gamers that still got the 4 out here.
Because there's nothing else.
I know, but I'm just saying, everybody's not going to be. So let's break this thing down. How many people legitimately are going to have the 5 right away?
Just about everybody that I play against.
I'm going to tell you why that's false, because you got a lot of Xbox guys. Actually, a lot of my friends came on there and said, what kind of games do you play? I was like, sports games. They said Xbox is better for sports games.
That's a lie.
That's a lie?
A lie.
See
a
what I'm saying?
Ass lie.
You see how so many different people saying different things?
Well, I'm getting
so
them
I got to do my own research.
They both
to do
come
it.
Out on the same day, and I'm getting them both, so it don't matter.
You big money.
Look.
Yeah, I know how you. Yeah, I know how you lay. I know that.
See, you know, exactly. So
I know how it is.
That, you know, Work hard, you got to play hard, man.
That's what's up, my guy. I'm going to follow your lead on this one, then.
You work hard, you got to play hard.
Because I am kind of semi-retired.
You got, yeah. They got the new Xbox coming out, you know.
When is that coming out? Probably next year?
No, it comes out the same time that the PlayStation 5 drops. You know, they always drop the same day. Both systems drop the same day.
Is that right?
Always.
I've been hearing everything about PS5, a little bit about the Xbox.
It's
not a whole lot.
Yeah, the new Xbox is all black.
Because the new Xbox is like a... It's like a box, right? It's a cube. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. The PlayStation 5 looks like, it's funny, they were doing memes on Twitter and stuff, and they were like, the PlayStation 5 looks like a computer modem with a three-ring binder around it.
No one has seen what it looks like yet.
Well.
They haven't even dropped the visuals. So any visual that you think you see, it's not it.
Okay.
I'm telling you,
they
haven't even dropped it yet. They don't even the picture that they thought was the authentic picture of the PlayStation 5.
I'm gonna show you what
I seen. It was leaked and it was not legit. So
how you know it wasn't legit?
Because it said it. Sony came out and told you, yes, that's not it.
That's not it.
No,
you looked at that right away and shut it down.
Yeah, that's
Have
not
you seen it,
it,
Katie?
Yeah, I saw that in the official release.
Okay,
they said that's not it. Sony came out and said that's not it. They said because
it looked like a modem.
It looks like a binder. But they said they said initially that it was leaked. And
they said it looked just like the Xbox controller, just like the PlayStation.
They said it was leaked, and that's not it. So they still trying to hold it tight, tongue in cheek.
Okay.
To what is actually coming out, we don't know how true.
So
they're
just trying to tease us with it.
That may I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. So you know, I guess they didn't like the fact that the picture leaked. Before it was time.
So they're probably trying to save face and be like, that ain't really
right. That's
like.
Not really what it looks like. Yeah, but, you know, that. Sony can be full of crap sometimes. So who knows?
So are you? So what are you more of? Are you more of a PlayStation guy or an Xbox guy?
I'm both.
Because you said you got both. But what do you side with more?
Yeah.
Is it like gameplay that better here? Graphics better here? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's like, Xbox controls better with sports games. It's more fluent. They say graphics may be better with PlayStation or vice
versa.
That's
what I'm saying. The graphics
Everybody got their own like
no
preference
one knows.
Though.
You know, the graphics are always better on PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I've always been a PlayStation guy.
The online gaming is better with Xbox.
I did have an Xbox 360 at one point while you're trying to play me. And then
damn,
I needed some bread.
Not even a one? Not a
so the one was after the 360, right?
The Xbox One was the latest that came out.
That was the last time I had a game system. A legit game system was a 360.
Wow.
Dwight Howard was on the cover of NBA 2K.
Wow.
Yeah. He was with the Magic.
Damn, he's played for like 40 teams since then.
And I had about 5 games. One of the games, it was like a bully game. It was a game where he was like a bully.
Mm-hmm.
He was like bullying kids. Like it was a game called Bully.
Okay.
So I only had like a handful of games. Yeah, you remember that game, Katie? Hilarious. So that's the last game system I had. But how was your weekend, man?
It was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? I just made money. That was it.
So since you're such a gamer, how often do you play?
My
See, I was
plays.
A diehard gamer, bro. I was at that thing every night. Get off work, 4 hours on the game.
Well, you know, that little guy that you hear at the end of every show segment, and we say, lead us out, Deuce, that's the one that takes over the gaming now.
That's what's
me.
Up.
So that little guy takes over. He takes over, and he has just about every system you can think of.
What kind of games he play?
He has the PlayStation. He has the Xbox.
No, I mean like what kind of games?
Oh man, in 2K, NBA 2K20. He played. No, he's not just solely on sports. He plays NBA 2K20. Mm-hmm. He plays the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he plays Mario. He plays just about it. He plays everything, man.
So he's an all around gamer.
All around.
That's what's up.
As we speak, Katie whips out the Nintendo Switch.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's a cool color, Katie.
What color is it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's teal.
Oh yeah, that's dope. Let me see the front.
That's the Switch Lite.
That boy is fire, bro. Yeah, that remind me of the, what would they call those, Game Gear back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like?
Sega Dream.
Yeah.
Game Gear, yeah.
That's fire. That's big.
My daughter, my son has the original Nintendo Nintendo Switch, and then my daughter, Summer, she has the Switch Lite, which is but she has the yellow one.
Okay.
So, yeah, she gets down with that. So, of course.
I feel like we did a Nintendo Top 10 before.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
You know, so, I mean, I buy a lot of systems, man, in the house. So
nice. Yeah, I'm behind, bro. I just got to be honest with you, man. I just got to a certain age, and it was just like, I'm not going to blame age on it, but I just got to a certain point in my life, and it was just like, I could be doing something else. But don't get it twisted. I'm still a gamer at heart. I'm still going to get back in it. I'm going to dive in head first. I just right now I'm at the place where it's like, should I spend $200 or $300 to get a four? I don't mind. It's just $200 or $300. Money come, money go. But I just don't want
to. But you were just talking about getting a deal.
Well, yeah.
Money come, Mr. Money come, money go.
Well, you Mr. Big Money.
No.
So I might need to borrow a couple of hundred that maybe you can finance me then since you up here. Like, I'm getting both.
Yeah, I'm getting both. I mean, hell,
matter of fact, I'm getting two PlayStation 5s. I have a PlayStation 10. You put the 2 and the 5 together. I'm just about being stupid.
Okay. Yeah, you know, but the kids, they're going to want both, so. Might as well get them both.
Look at you, man.
I like the action
games. as he's wearing his father's shirt, T-shirt.
I like the,
he's such a good father. He's just giving them what they want.
The action games.
Okay.
On PlayStation and then on Xbox. Yeah. I like the really for Xbox, man. I only really grab an Xbox, me personally, for FIFA.
So answer me this. Since you're on both. I'm not on both. I'm more of a PlayStation guy. I tried the Xbox 360 thing. Really, I don't like the controls.
I don't like how they run, like how the Madden play is on Xbox. It's whack.
Y'all finna get to that. Is one system better than the other when it comes to, okay, this system is better for action games or shooting games.
Yeah.
This one is better for sports.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that for you?
I think the PlayStation action games like Spider-Man and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, Call of Duty. Well, Call of Duty is pretty dope on both systems. It's just different with the configuration and buttons and whatnot.
But, right.
You know, it's a little different. But other than that, man, you know.
Like I'm more of a Mortal Kombat.
You don't play Call of Duty? You don't play?
I've never been that guy. I've never been a COD guy. Never. I'm not saying I wouldn't, though.
I can't get into this Fortnite crap these kids are playing.
Yeah, see, I'm not.
I can't get into that. I watch my son play it, and I'll be like, what the hell is this?
Like I'm more of a Grand Theft Auto, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat kind of NBA Live or 2K Madden. I've actually, truth be told, I'm more of an NBA Live guy than a 2K guy. To me, it's just always been better.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to NBA Live 95. On Sega Genesis, where they used to call the players out and they used to line up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in the day, do. Oh, did they play the long NBA Jam song? Dude, I used to get down on that, dog. So, but yeah. So that's what's up, man. But yeah, I'm gonna always be a PlayStation guy. I just hope I like the controls and stuff because they talking about the controller's gonna be a little bulkier. It's gonna be more like the Xbox controller. So I might have
you're gonna be paying $60 to $80 a controller
per controller, but it still comes with one, right?
And you gotta buy another one. Which I think is bull.
Yeah, it should come with two.
Much as I'm spending.
Yeah,
you're talking about $650.
Yeah, that's
You know,
and you're gonna give me a game, which the game is probably crap.
Don't give me no damn game because I'm buying. You don't give me a game, but off rip. But the games itself are like $60.
Exactly. Okay, I'm surprised they're not up to $100.
The games itself are like $60, and then on top of the $60 games, you got like a $550 system.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So how much is too much to pay for a system?
I don't know. It depends on how bad you really want it. I mean,
really?
It's just like saying putting a price on something, on a pair of shoes or a coat. If you want it, you want it. Don't matter how much it costs.
Yeah, but for you.
For anybody. I'm not Moneybags McQuack around here.
Moneybags McCoy.
So
I'm like this. I feel like if a game costs more than $500, that's a little bit ridiculous to me.
That's to you.
I mean, because it's not really an investment, is it? Is that really, would you consider that an investment?
Well, people are making millions of dollars of playing video games now.
See, I would love to be a video game developer, like one of the people that
all right.
No, I'm just saying, you know how you sit down and play the game, right? And you look at the different glitches and stuff where you'd be like, oh, they could have did this better or they could have did that better. I wish I was like that correct guy, like to correct the issue. Like,
well,
I shouldn't be getting dunked on. I shouldn't be dunking on four dudes at one time.
Well,
that's not real.
It does happen in real life. It's not a glitch.
Yeah, I just seen Shaq do it against the Nets one time.
So you just said it's not real and then you said I just seen Shaq
do it. That's Shaq, though.
Don't matter. It happens.
Superman.
It happens, you know? So, hey. It happens. Vince Carter jumped over a 7-foot man. It happens.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it is what it is.
It's a 7-footer.
But jumping right into it, ladies and gentlemen, baseball is back.
Crack.
Okay, moving on. You know, I mean, great. This is back. It won't be any fans in the stands. They'll be playing 60 games.
60 games. Let's take a look at some of the details.
It ain't no details. It's just 60 games.
The season starts.
It's just 60 games. No one gives a flying.
Be quiet. Teams report.
Crap in the pants.
Be quiet. Teams
about
report.
Baseball.
July 1st. I do. I love baseball. I played it. Opening day.
I played it too. That don't mean no one gives a hell, bro.
Opening day is July 24th, 23rd, and 24th. 60 games, 40 divisional games, and 20 interleague games. Universal DH. Do you know what that means? Does that mean everybody has to use a DH?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's different. That's not normal. So that means the National
Man,
League is a DH.
Nobody gives a damn. No one cares.
Trade deadline August 31st. I don't know what's up, Bright's britches, but yeah.
This old granddaddy ass pastime of baseball. Don't nobody give a damn about baseball.
You're so disrespectful.
We just went the whole damn summer without it. You think we give a crap?
Automatic runner on second base in regular season extra.
So
inning
are you tuning in the first game on TV for baseball? No.
I'll probably sleep. Well, me and Katie will. So that's 60%. That's 2 out of 3.
You'll be sleep.
Pound on that, Katie.
You'll be sleep.
23rd.
I give you 2 innings and you'll turn. I guarantee you.
Bro, I haven't seen no baseball since last year.
What was the last game you watched last year?
Probably Tigers getting pounded.
It ain't no probably. Who was it? Who was it?
I can't remember.
Because you didn't watch. All right. Enough said.
Yeah, we going to let Bright disrespect baseball like that. We ain't having that.
Look.
We ain't having that.
I
break.
Give everyone that's listening 2 innings. No fans. You're not going to watch that damn game. And even the fans there don't watch it. They be freaking liquored up.
You know
about
what's
a
crazy?
Third inning and be doing other things. They're not watching the game.
You know what's crazy?
That's a congregation. That's all baseball games are. A gathering hole.
Cat's gonna be hitting the ball, and you're gonna be hearing that. You're gonna be hearing that lumber.
It's a gathered watering hole. That's all every baseball game is. No man. One's watching the game.
Why are you doing this baseball disrespect?
I'm telling
this,
you
man.
The truth. They've been gone for how long? And did the fans give a damn? No.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
That's a lot of little 12-year-old Johnnies all over the world who heart was just crushed and he was just waiting.
Need we go over the numbers again on how baseball is extremely dying in this country?
We get it. But for every dying bit of baseball that you said there are people that are waiting in the wings for some good baseball.
Not amongst the youngsters, buddy.
And 60 games is exciting because now it condenses the season. It cuts it down in half.
Yeah, okay.
And
great.
Well, actually more than half. It's actually 100 games down.
Good. Where it
so
should
now
be.
Every game is going to be important.
Maybe they should keep it this way.
There you go. There's a solution to
it. Maybe they should keep it this way.
To waking up a dying game. I agree with you.
I don't know, but they need to
speed. Maybe 80 games will be good.
They need to find a way to speed the game up, number one. And number two, it shouldn't be a 5-hour freaking game.
Agreed.
On TV.
And the score is 2-3. I agree.
Who the hell wants to see that?
I agree. There needs to be some significant changes. I agree. They need to start by getting that commissioner.
Manfred.
They need to get him
crackhead.
Out of
crackhead. Need to get him up out of there.
Get him up out of there. Get some young blood going, and then we'll get some good baseball going again.
Some, because, man, it sucks. So, moving on.
Dun, 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 dun. Superman is back. Cam Newton.
Well, wait, hold up. Yeah. Cue the round of applause for me because I told everyone
we'll give you a round of applause
that Cam Newton would be the first one picked up out of everybody.
Out of that poll. Yeah, we did a Twitter poll on the Big and Bright page.
Absolutely.
And Bright did call that. So shout
I told
out
you,
to,
I said Cam Newton would be the first one picked up out of everyone.
Shout out to that young man for picking Cam as the first player that would be picked up. The poll was...
I think
Antonio
I tweeted
Brown.
A while back. I think I tweeted a while back that he was going to go to New England too.
Well, we
all seen the writing on the wall. We knew he was going to.
You know what? I'm really surprised that the Ram or the Chargers didn't go get him
because they're stupid.
Especially with Anthony Lynn being the coach.
Look, man,
just because
a black man's the head coach don't mean he's going to go. That he's not making decisions, bro. The owner is the one that makes the decisions on who he wants on his team and who he doesn't want on his team. The general manager will propose it to the owner and say, hey, I think this guy will work here. And you know what the owner says? No.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same reason why. Why you think Colin Kaepernick? You think these coaches, if they had to say.
That's a different topic.
No,
though.
It's not. If you know, you think these coaches, if it was actually their say so, that Colin Kaepernick would not be on someone's roster by now.
He definitely would be in Pittsburgh.
These owners.
I know Tomlin would have had him.
These owners are the reason for why cats get on teams and don't get on teams. Okay? That's the end of it.
Well, Cam Newton signed a 1-year incentive-based deal with the New England Patriots.
Worth up to $7.5 million. Richard Sherman came out and blasted, completely blasted the NFL.
What'd he say?
Saying it was utterly disgusting that you would have Cam Newton sign an incentive-laden-based contract as great of a player as he is when there's lesser talent at the position making $15 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look at the Lions quarterback.
Yeah.
Your former guy.
Yeah, Chase Daniel makes more than Cam Newton.
He's making
this season.
Like $4.5 million
this season.
This year alone.
This season.
He's making like $9 million for 2 years, so $10 million for 2 years.
How disrespectful is that? But
yeah, it is.
You know, I think Cam is gonna go to New England. I think he's gonna rip it up.
I think it's a steal. Yep, that's a steal.
I think he's gonna rip it up.
But once again, it goes to the genius of Bill Belichick. You have not given him his credit yet.
No, because what the hell? Cam is Cam. Where was the genius in that? He's sitting out there. I have Jason frickin' Stidham sitting on my bench.
Jared Stidham.
You know?
Yeah, that's funny because Bill Belichick probably don't know his name either.
Right. Jason, Jared.
Jeffrey.
Whatever the hell your name is. Start with a J.
Right. J. Stid.
Anyway, I got him on my pine sitting over here.
And then the other kid, Hoyer.
Right. I mean, you're not going to trot that bullshit out there. I'm sorry. I'm just... You're not going to trot that out there, man. Just being honest here.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
That bull jive. In the words of Shea Sharp.
Billy Jack bull jive. But, you know.
In the words of Shea Sharp, you're not going to trot that out there, man.
He was smart enough. You know what? You guys actually should be. The Bears should be pretty. They should feel really stupid.
Listen.
That they went and got. Like, they went and got. Nick Foles, like he was that guy. When you could have got this guy for almost free.
Listen.
Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
And I'm saving that one in the chamber.
I hear you. For the booty holes or for the.
No, I'm saving that one in the chamber for later on in the year to see how it plays out.
Yeah, you definitely going to be upset, brother.
But, you know.
Especially if you feel like y'all got the O-line to protect any quarterback that's back there.
Cam will be perfect in our system, and I said that from day one.
However, I agree with you, and we thought that a trade was imminent.
Another thing about Chicago, I don't know what it is with the ownership, but they will sign a black as a backup,
Pace
but they will not
idiot.
Sign a black quarterback as a franchise leader. I don't get it.
Pace is an idiot, bro.
You passed on Mahomes.
He need to be get a box for that.
Well, we can't do that yet because we don't know how it's going to play out. I mean.
You should give him a box just for going to get ostrich neck.
Well, I mean, that was years ago, of course.
He need another one.
We not up on that.
He need an updated box.
The thing is,
him a fresh box.
The thing is, right now, we're going to see how Nick Foles pan out. Because, again, if you compare the two, Nick Foles has a Super Bowl ring. Cam Newton doesn't. Although Cam Newton has
an MVP.
Although Cam Newton has an MVP and a rookie of the year, Nick Foles has a Super Bowl ring and a Super Bowl MVP. But on the flip side of that, Cam Newton has played just about – You know, Cam Newton has played a full season. Nick Foles hasn't. We don't even know if Nick Foles is going to be the starter.
That's crazy to me.
I want him to be. You're paying him $24 million a year. Yeah. However.
What?
Yeah.
$24
million? I'm sorry. Yeah, he's being paid $24 million, not for one season. But he's being paid $24 million. So you're paying him
$24 million. Questionable quarterbacks getting paid big money. They paying Phillip Rivers $25 million with the Colts. That's a lot of money.
Tell me about it.
And they just re-upped Brissett.
Right.
Yeah. That's a lot of money in quarterbacks right now.
But Indianapolis has made their bet, you know, with Andrew Luck just announcing. It was so funny how he did it.
Bro, he got to come back. He's coming back,
But it was funny how he did it, though. He just announced it like, I'm retired. And then just walked off, and, like, the Indy fans was just booing him like.
Dang.
Like, dang, really? Well, I mean, I guess the feeling is mutual. I'm not going
to
come back now.
Andrew Luck.
Suck for luck.
Andrew Luck is going to. Announced he wants to return. He's going to be traded. He's going to be traded out of retirement, just like Marshawn Lynch and Rob Gronkowski.
You're going to die on that hill. Are you going to die on that hill?
No. I'm willing to be on ICU on that hill.
With a Kool-Aid IV.
With a Kool-Aid IV, with a chance. Yeah. With a puncher's chance. Yeah, I believe he's coming back. Because I don't think he's 30 yet.
He's done, man. He's not coming back. He's smart. He's made all his money. He's not coming back.
See, I think that's when you really love the game. I don't think he cares about that. Because like you said, he was born into money.
Yeah, Oliver made sure.
If he misses it,
Oliver made sure he had it. But, you know.
Oliver Luck?
Yeah, that's his father. So, you know, Oliver made sure he had that bread. But the thing is, brother, I just don't see him coming back, man. So,
I hear you.
What it is. J.R. Smith.
J.R. The Hennessy man.
This idiot has taken his stank to Los Angeles.
LeBron ain't had enough.
Hey, well,
LeBron ain't had enough.
I'll tell you this, okay? If anything that they need on that Laker team is knockdown shooters. J.R. Smith is a knockdown shooter. However, he is very and extremely streaky.
They should have got our boy Jamal Crawford.
It ain't who they should have got. It's the fact that who the hell wants to play.
They should have got Jamal Crawford.
Again, it's who the hell wants to play. Yeah. Because, again, J.R. Smith is only on the roster because Avery Bradley said, goodbye, adios, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that y'all playing under these situations, you know, these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get stuck up my nose three times out of the damn week, right. Have to live in a damn bubble for 4 months out of the damn year, like I'm locked up in some penitentiary.
Understand.
Who the hell wants to be a part of that? A lot of people are opting out, and the NBA is just going to move forward. Okay, LeBron is hoping and praying that the Clippers opt out as well, some of the key Clippers, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're not getting it, LeBron. I'm sorry. The furthest you probably may go is
Western Finals.
They'll go to Western Conference Finals. You'll lose in 6 games. See ya. Thanks for coming out. Take your bald-headed ass home. That's what it is. Thanks for coming out. It just is what it is, man. I'm serious. You see the ass hairs he got on his head, man? Plugs. I'm like, wow. They showed a picture of his little baby girl combing his hair, bro. I'm like, damn. Is all his hair in that damn comb?
Man.
Like that. She combed it to one side and I'm like, damn. Like, whoa. This was during the COVID time. No haircuts either. So I was like, damn, that's rough. Like, man.
You are an idiot, man. I'm
just keeping it a buck, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just keeping it a buck.
Oh, man.
It just is what it is,
man. LeBron James, they really. Okay, so what kind of impact do you think JR have on that team?
Very, 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 very minimal.
Because I don't really feel like they needed him.
You
got Green.
Yes.
Right? You got.
But see, they can space the floor with more shooting. Avery Bradley wasn't a knockdown shooter.
So they gained scoring, and you probably lost a little bit of defensive perimeter defense.
Because JR been checked out. He, you know, ain't know what the hell going on with him. But again, you know.
And JR has already been hanging out in L.A. anyway. He been fighting in L.A., you know, getting his car broken into in L.A.
This is the kicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have in the finals?
That's a good question. Today, right now, I would probably go Milwaukee, LA Clippers today. If you ask me tomorrow, I don't know if it'll be the same answer.
Okay, well, in my finals, I have the Clippers representing the West, and I have – it's a toss-up, man.
Yeah, Boston's pretty tough out there,
too. Yeah, that's a toss-up, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. with them young Celtics boys and that coach. You know, they have a great coach. Now, however,
you know what? I wouldn't even put it past like
I don't think Milwaukee's going to make it. And I told you, this will be the summer that Giannis decides he's going to Golden State. I told you this.
He a free agent next year?
This year. This summer he's a free agent. Yeah. Sit there and look lost.
How did they let that happen?
Well, hey, they
allowed it. Is he restricted or unrestricted?
Unrestricted. He can go.
So he must have opted.
He opted out to get that big money.
Okay.
And the team that can give him that big money is dun-da-da-da.
Well, Milwaukee can give him the most mathematically.
Golden State can give him more.
They can give him more than the team that he's with. That's never the case.
What I'm telling you is this. they can give him more. They can give him a big fat contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can fatten it up on the back end with endorsements because he's out there in Oakland, well, San Francisco, California.
Mm-hmm.
Huge market.
I mean, he definitely would be a bigger figure out there for sure.
Than no Milwaukee.
Doubt. No doubt. But
he look.
He said he wanna end his career as three players he pointed out. Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant.
We'll see.
And I know money talks and I know things change. Look, with time things change.
He is a free agent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this now. If he's not going to win a ring there in Milwaukee.
Does he have a no trade clause in his contract?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
So, again, there's going to be big moves this summer, and I guarantee you.
So, Golden State has good leverage because they have, I mean, in case the trade needs to go down, they got Wiggins and they got the boy D'Lo.
They got Wiggins, they got D'Lo, and a possibility of a top three pick.
Nice. That's good company to be in. Plus, you got a couple of young players out there that played
this whole season through. That's solid. And
you like that young boy, like that
compete.
Rookie. He was nice. Yeah. He was averaging like 16 a game as a starter.
So, you know, they can trade Wiggins and that pick.
I remember when you called a dude Andre.
Yeah, because there's no W. There's no W with Drew.
You call that young man Andre Wiggins.
There's no W with him. He don't win. He take L's. Them Canada boys, I don't know what crack they be on. But
man, I'm still on your boy Anthony Bennett.
Nah, yeah, he's from Toronto.
He probably working at Kroger right now.
Look, Anthony Bennett, the Maple Mamba. Who the is that?
The Maple Mamba.
Who the
man? That was the most blasphemous foolishness I ever heard of in my life. When that guy said, I don't no longer want them to call me the Maple Mamba. When you sent me that, bro, you was in tears, fam.
Bruh.
You were in full crocodile tears.
It was because of that meme from from T-Pain.
Yeah.
Who the is that?
Bro, you were in full tears when you sent me that, bro. I was crying laughing with you, dude.
Toronto!
Hilarious.
Yeah, Toronto!
Yeah, man, them Toronto boys, they don't really, I mean, them Canada boys, they don't really do it in the NBA.
They all from Toronto.
But Wiggins is the best we've seen from that area, I would say.
Ugh.
Because Wiggins is a 25-a-game scorer. That's number 1-2 on any team.
Well, isn't
that's a 1 or 2 on any team.
What's my man name that used to, got the baby with the Kardashian girl, used to play in Cleveland? Big guy. Tristan Thompson, he's from Toronto.
Oh, yeah, but he can't score.
Yeah, well.
He ain't no dumper. No. Wiggins, it's just crazy that Wiggins had a chance to play with LeBron, and LeBron had that boy traded before he even got over there.
Tell him it'd be great to play with LeBron. LeBron, like,
Kevin
ain't
Love
playing with me.
Kevin Love ain't been jack squat since he been in Cleveland.
Man, that's because they didn't use him right.
Hey, yeah, they didn't use Bosh right either. He still was dope. He still was averaging 20 a game in Miami.
Because Bosh had to be the garbage man, and Kevin Love didn't want to be the garbage man.
Kevin Love couldn't stay on the court long enough to be the garbage man.
Well, he contributed. He was solid. He had
brittle
some,
bones he had.
He had some pretty solid games, man, you know.
Hey, man, so I don't know if you heard about this or not, but I haven't got full details yet, but
a six-part series with Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah. Ava DuVernay. Mm-hmm. She's great. She's done Selma. She did the movie with Oprah, A Wrinkle in Time. She's done a lot of things in the community, the black community. She's a great director.
This sounds more like Nessa's doing than Colin Kaepernick's doing. This sounds like more of Nessa's movement for Colin. But it's a good look. I definitely want to check it out.
Yeah.
And see
it's
what's
a
six-part
series coming out. Document.
You know Nessa used to date.
On Netflix.
You know Nessa used to be my man Smith's girlfriend.
Smith who?
Alden Smith, the DN from San Fran.
Really?
Yeah, and the reason
Nessa is Colin's girl now?
His fiance, yes.
Okay.
And the reason why, well, Nessa start messing when Cap came, you know, Nessa start messing around with Cap, and you know, and that's when Alden Smith start getting all those DUIs and whatnot. Yeah. His life starts spiraling out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
he just sign with somebody this season?
Yep, he signed with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, they love them trouble boys.
Yeah, yep.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he signed with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's great to see Alden. I hope he makes a true comeback. But
me too.
Him and Colin got into a fist fight right then and there over Nessa.
I'm pretty sure Colin didn't win that one.
Alden
Smith, a big boy. He probably just tackled Colin.
Hey, you never know. I don't know how it ended. But,
just sack
you know,
him. Just sack
it
him.
It is what it is. But
you hey, a DN, you a quarterback. Just sack
hey,
him.
I seen Alden Smith pick up, man, Gabe Kareemi.
Okay.
From Wisconsin, right? Was supposed to be this all-world offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm. So you picked him up, huh?
Man, picked him up and threw him into Jay Cutler.
Dang.
I was like, oh, my God.
I seen your boy.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack pick up Taylor Decker and throw him into Matthew Stafford's ankle.
Yeah.
Man, that guy, he's a man.
He's going to be a man child this
That's
season.
That's a freaking man.
Can't
bro.
Wait to get this season started.
I'm excited for you for that.
Even though we won't
cause,
be.
Because Khalil Mack's still one of my favorite players.
Yeah. You know, they're talking about the fans not attending the games, but fan ticket prices are only 15% of the NFL's general revenue income. So that's
they're trying
very,
to cut the players' money down.
No.
They're
it's 50.
To.
Well, no, they're not.
Well, they were talking about it.
It's not going to happen. So, you know, it's very minute. So there, although there will not be fans, people are still going to tune in. They're still going to watch. You're still going to hear people, you know, the team on the sideline cheering, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, and everything else. So,
and I'm told that them pumping crowd noise into the stadium, it isn't as cheesy as first predicted. They said it sounds pretty natural.
We'll see.
Like, especially on TV. So that's dope. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see.
And I'm pretty sure that the camera's not going to be like doing those wide shots where you show like a million empty seats. They're going to be having it right. It's going to be like more in people's faces and like they're going to have to be creative with it.
Well, they're going to have to do something when it doesn't matter because we all know there are no fans there.
Right.
So give me the wide view. Hell, I want to see who got the damn ball.
But it's going to almost make you forget that the fans aren't there if they do a great job. Almost like when you did the NFL draft, they did such a great job that it was almost like, dang, like I forgot that they calling the names from the commissioner's home. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. I don't think it's going to be as negative as we thought. I think.
Yeah, I don't think anything will, but we'll
I think
see.
It'll be a little more natural now.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Amani Bates,
yes.
Top high school prospect.
Lincoln High.
Out of Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Well, really, he goes to Ipsy Prep now that his father created. He's no longer attending Ypsilanti Lincoln. He goes to Ipsy Prep, a school that his father created, so Imani can play more games against top-tier talent.
So that's not like an AAU thing or something? Or something extra? I think he's still at Lincoln.
No. He's
okay,
at Ipsy Prep.
I haven't heard that, but okay.
He's attending Ipsy Prep. He's no longer attending Ypsilanti Lincoln. So he plays for Ipsy Prep. It's a prep school.
Number one prep player in the country.
Number one prep player in the country for 2022.
Yep.
He's committed to Michigan State.
Yes.
Over Michigan, which is in his backyard. Like, wow.
Yeah.
But
he said that he wanted, you know, he talked about how Michigan State had been loyal to him for so long.
From since he was in since he was 12 years old.
Yeah, like seventh grade or something.
Yeah, since he was 12 years
old. They've been looking at him. They've been staying in touch with him and just showing them the love. I don't know all the ins and outs because I don't know what's available or like what's allowed mm-hmm. without being tampering and all those different things. But he's out of his own mouth said they've been with him the whole step of the way. He said he feels his only right. Having said that, now
I hope
this is class
pray.
Of 2022.
Right. I hope
so.
And pray.
He might still go straight to the NBA.
I hope and pray he does because Izzo will ruin his game.
I can't argue with that because I thought Miles Bridges was going to be that dude. And guess what?
Izzo will ruin his game.
Izzo almost ruined Jason Richardson. And he's had the best career out of any Michigan State. Jay Rich
Miles
MOP.
Miles Bridges is pretty solid in the NBA, though.
He is.
With the Charlotte Hornets.
Thankfully, he only stayed for 2 years.
Because
he'd have died in that program, bro.
It's just that program is so.
And Jaren Jackson had to get the heck up out of there after 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, he still ain't nothing yet, but. He's still a young boy.
Jaren Jackson's like Dookie in the street. He just sat there and stank.
Jaren Jackson should have went to another school. He shouldn't have went to Michigan State. Because he's a stud. Maybe if he would have went to Arizona, UCLA,
a
Kentucky.
Stud?
Yeah.
Well, we've yet to see any of his
studness.
Studness. His stud-tacular abilities.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, Amani Bates is a monster. If I'm not mistaken, he's 6'9".
Mm-hmm.
He's really little though. He probably ain't more than 210.
I wouldn't even.
As it stands.
That's being real generous.
That's being generous, right? He 210 yeah. with a Coogi on and a biker helmet.
He 210 with
some Timbos.
He 210 with some Tims on, four pairs of soaking wet jeans and stones in his pocket. Okay.
My guy said stones in his pocket and four wet jeans. You stupid for that.
Man, that kid is about a buck 70.
Yeah. I don't even know where I got 210 from. I guess I was just looking at 6'9". That's long, bro.
That's bony.
And that, it's some weight that come with that height, especially if you got big feet.
He mad bony.
Yeah. So yeah, he probably about a good 190 on a good day.
The boy can hoop. The boy can ball. He can flat out ball.
What is he considered? Is he a forward?
Yeah,
small forward.
Okay, small forward.
Because you know how some guys play out of position.
Yeah, he does it all though. The kid is, I'm telling you,
he can handle the rock pretty good.
Yeah. You got to watch him play.
I want to see him, bro.
The kid can
ball.
We
should go see him play.
No, you're not going to see him play anymore.
Why?
Because nationally, he's playing national now. You'll see him on ESPN.
But I'm saying we can't go to the game.
There's no local games at Ipsy Prep.
Right. I'm talking about after the COVID, though.
Again, listen to what I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's no local games at Ipsy Prep. They travel to go play.
Okay? Oh, so he on one of them teams.
Yes.
I got you.
It's like a travel league. It's kind of like how LaMelo.
That's what I was saying.
Like LaMelo Ball.
So his dad pulled him off at Lincoln to go travel.
Yeah.
Now it's equating to
he him. Created the school for him to, you know. It's a prep school, so he created the school for him to showcase his talents and try to, as they say, quote unquote, get his game better because they felt he wasn't going to get better against the kids in the MHSAA.
I wonder how you go about that. Like, how do you choose the team that his son is on? I know you said he created it, but like the other players, is he drafting them or recruiting them? Like,
yeah,
okay,
I'm pretty sure he's
we want
doing
this guy over here in Flint.
Well, you
Carmen Ainsworth.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing because, again, you got to understand his father has his own AAU team.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure.
No, that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure it's the kids from his office AAU team. So they're all playing together nationally.
Super dope. So he's going to be on ESPN now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as it stands, he's a junior?
Mm-hmm. No, he's sophomore.
He'll
be a junior, yes.
He'll be a junior this year. Nice.
This upcoming year, yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing him, man.
Yep.
On TV.
Yeah. On TV.
Hey, Big and Bright has reached 3,000 followers on Twitter.
3,000?
Yes, sir. So
big
we'll get the applause going there. Let's see if I'm as it stands right now, we are up to 3,014 followers. So thank you all for listening, following us, tweeting us back. We got some tweets today that we'll ramble off a little bit later. So that's pretty cool, man. 3,000
followers. That's dope, man. That's dope. Y'all keep rocking with us. You know what I'm saying?
And we've only been on Twitter.
It's been a year. It's been 1 year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So a year.
Yeah.
Yep, a year and a few days.
I mean, you know, we ain't showing, you know, breast and behind, you know, we have 50,000 OnlyFans,
right?
You know, but
show a little bit of that booty.
We ain't doing that, you know what I'm saying? But they had 3,000 followers off a sports page. That's
we ain't showing booty, but we talk about booty. Right. Oh,
no, exactly. So you know,
I just play. Booty be gone.
But Buddy Hield and Malcolm Brogdon both test positive for COVID-19. Man, what's your thoughts about that?
No surprise, brother.
It's going to be a lot of people testing positive.
It's going to be,
COVID-19.
Like you said, they're going to get that pick, the ice pick. In the words of Mike Vellini, I don't want an ice pick shoved up my brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be a lot of ice picking going on in these last few, you know, months of the year because that COVID ain't going nowhere, bro.
And they're getting tested 3 times a week.
I wouldn't want to get three tested. I wouldn't want to get tested 3 times a month, let alone a week. So is it automatic that every NBA player has to go get that done?
Automatic.
Yikes. They're going to have to figure out a better way.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of players are saying no thank you.
Them boys is like, nope, I'm straight. Somebody going to be gagging, like, because they said you can put it up through the nose.
That's how you do it. It's through the nose.
It's just nose only.
Nose only. That's the only way to get a true.
Because at first it was nose or mouth, I thought.
Nope. Only way to get a true reading is through the nose.
Through the nose.
And
trust
me.
And it goes
to the back of your skull.
Yeah. It, and it's long, too.
Yeah. I've had that done, and it's not pleasant.
I don't need to get nothing poked up nowhere.
Oh, it's not pleasant at all.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Keep that funkiness.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
So should the NBA shut down?
Heck yeah. I'm with you 100% now.
I've been said it.
I'm behind it 100%.
Give me a reason.
Bro, it's going to be so
fabulous.
It's going to be whack.
I told you. It's AAU-style basketball.
Okay, so let me rephrase whack. Because in 3 weeks, after the season start, if y'all hear me bragging and going, getting hype and being excited, I don't want to be looking stupid. So let me rephrase that.
You ain't going to be hype. You're going to look at this and be like,
I don't know.
You remember the summer league games?
Because remember, I was telling you, I do want some basketball.
You remember the summer league games that used to come on to ESPN and you'll watch for like 10 minutes and you'd be like, man, what the hell? Click.
And then you turn it off, but then at the end of the game, somebody's doing something exciting.
Again.
A lot of buzzer beaters and all that crap.
Again. Did you care about watching it?
Nah.
Okay.
I just rather watch the highlights.
That's the same way you're going to be now. You're not going to watch this. You're not. It's going to be bad basketball. It's bad basketball. Okay. So don't nobody want to watch that.
Eh, I hear you, man.
So, I mean, yes, shut it down, man.
I'm with it. Shut it down.
But, hey, you know, you're going to be watching open gym runs. That's all you're going to be watching. Yeah. Open gym runs. Now they're excluding coaches, too?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Coaches are not going to be able to coach their teams that are vulnerable to the COVID-19.
So what you're saying, like coaches over 60?
Yeah, like no, I'm serious. Popovich is not going to be able to coach the Spurs. Somebody else is going to have to coach them. You know what
Probably
I'm saying?
Probably Tim Duncan.
It's going to be other coaches. You know, and they're taking that grievance up with the NBA now. But there's going to be other coaches.
Whose idea was that?
That's the rules. You know, that's the rules to try to keep the whatever in this bubble. That's the rules, which is stupid, but you know, you're gonna have problems. You're gonna have big problems. So
just real quick, let me run off some of the activity that's gonna be going on. So as most of you know, sports is back. July 8th, MLS is back, tournament begins. NHL is back 2 days later, July 10th. NHL training camps open on the 10th. As we stated before, MLB opening day is on July 24th and 23rd and 24th, so back-to-back days. NSSL Challenge Cup Finals, July 26th. The NBA restarts July 30th. And WNBA season, Bright's favorite, starts back up late July as well. They haven't fully come up with a date yet. And then the NFL training camp. This is definitely our favorite. So training camp starts late July as well. TBA to be announced in the future. So looking forward to that. A lot of sports coming up in July. July is the month. So get that popcorn ready, folks.
Ain't nobody giving a damn. Look, we all waiting on one thing and one thing only. That's the N, the F, and the L.
The shield.
That is it.
Speaking of popcorn, let's get into this Big and Bright's top food.
Top 10 foods.
I love to eat. I love to eat, as everybody already knows.
Come on, Mongo. Give us your top 10 foods.
Top 10 foods or dishes. Let's start with number 10, clam chowder.
Yeah.
I love clam chowder. That's my favorite soup of all time. New England preferred New England clam chowder. Olive Garden has the best clam chowder that I've ever had. So that's my favorite. Number 10. Number 9. Why did you say, you don't like clam chowder?
Bro, I can't eat that crap.
Why?
I can't eat shellfish.
Oh, there you go.
But clam chowder?
Yeah.
New England clam chowder for you?
Delicious.
Yeah, okay.
Delicious. Pound, Katie.
Bet your breath smells real nice after you eat that.
Smell like soup. Yes. All right, number 9. I'm a sandwich guy, man.
Deep sea.
Sandwich. I just left it open and broad to sandwich. Potbelly sandwich.
Sandwich.
I like Jimmy John's.
You still haven't had Jersey Mike's, huh?
I had Jersey Mike's. Remember I told you I went with my boy one time, and he basically selected my sandwich for me. He put two sandwiches together because it was my first time, so I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
Wait on you to take me, man. You're supposed to be taking me. But, yeah, I'm
I
want to
pay that bill.
You're funny. You can just take me. I'll pay you. Just take me.
I want to pay that bill.
Tell me what I should get. It's another sub place called DeBella's.
Yes, man.
My mother-in-law put me on that. The DeBella's subs are great.
Mm-hmm. DeBella's is real good on Telegram. Yeah,
she also put me on the shawarmas from Bucharest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a sandwich guy. I love sandwiches.
You ain't eat no tabbouleh?
Nope, I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Tabbouleh.
Okay.
It sounds funny.
No, it's,
and you smile, you smirking over there. So
it's nothing, bro, but a salad. It's tabbouleh.
Oh, tabbouleh. No, I ain't no tabbouleh. The Boutique. Number 8, Chicken Cordon Bleu, man. Mm-hmm. I love Chicken Cordon Bleu. It got to be just right. It got to be crispy with the cheese all melted just right on the inside. Chicken Cordon Bleu.
I'm from For Arby's.
The, not from Arby's. We have the meats. No, you don't have the meats. Number 7.
Is that Ving Rhames doing
that?
That
is Ving Rhames. Shout out to my man Ving Rhames. Still getting that money.
We have the meats.
I just picture him playing Holiday Heart with that wig. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, or I picture him on Baby Boy when he was in the cooking at breakfast.
But, oh, my God.
Butt booty neck. Talk about, you want some, Jody?
I'd have broke that skillet across the back of his damn head. And their butt ass neck is stirring up some eggs.
And he drunk the last of Kool-Aid. Oh, man. He was killing that joke. He was like, goo, goo, goo.
I'd have killed him. There's no way. There's no way.
For those of you who've seen Baby Boy, y'all know exactly what we're talking about.
I'd have killed him.
Duh, he drunk the last of the...
That whole, man.
Jody ain't one of the breakfast. All he wanted was a little gulp of Kool-Aid. And my dog was standing there butt booty naked, drinking all the Kool-Aid, dog. With that drunk was so funny,
with his
bro.
His balls all in the eggs. I'm like, over the stove in the skillet, like...
You an idiot.
Man, I'd have took that cast iron skillet and tried to break it on the back of his damn head so hard.
Yeah, you see what happened when he tried him, though, right? He got choked out.
He snuck him, though.
Yeah, but he... Man, Jody could...
He was soft, but go ahead, man. My God.
Oh, man. All right, number 7 is pizza, man. I love pizza. I'm a pizza guy. Deep dish, thin crust, cheesy crust.
Biggs never met a meal he didn't like, folks.
Ah, it's been a couple here and there. But, yeah, I'm a pizza guy.
Very rare.
Whatever, man. I'm a meat lover's guy, so I need a lot of meats on there, on the pizza. You got to have at least 4 or 5.
Looks like it.
Yeah, so. But I like green peppers, onions.
Sure.
Extra cheese. Mm-hmm. Garlic parm all over. That kind of thing.
Just say a supreme.
Speaking of meat.
Just say a supreme.
Supreme. Speaking of meat, number 6, meatloaf.
Okay.
I like meatloaf. A nice little meatloaf dinner, mashed potatoes.
Ma, I want meatloaf. Right now.
Nice little meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy. You
remember
asparagus.
That from the Wedding Crashers? And he's like,
Ma, I want meatloaf. Meatloaf now. I don't remember that part. Number 5, fried chicken. Hey,
okay.
I mean, come on. I mean, do I even need to say anything about that?
Fried chicken be slamming.
Nice crunch. Me and Bright was talking about crispy, crunchy chicken. Man, they gets down, bro. Shout out to my man, Mike Braves. He know what it is. All right. Number 4, salmon. I love salmon. I love seafood in general. I could have said clam strips, calamari, I just love seafood, but salmon, Red Lobster has the best salmon I've ever had. They got that salmon with the ginger glaze all over. Oh, man.
You like eating that tuna, huh?
I like tuna fish too. My wife makes good tuna.
I bet.
You're stupid. Tuna fish. I like my tuna with crackers or tortilla chips.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but salmon's my number 4. Number 3, burgers. I'm definitely a burger man. I like, I would have to say Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
What about your own burgers?
Well, yeah, I make pretty good burgers, too. You know what's really good? Stuffed burgers.
Okay.
You put what you want inside of it.
You lost me with that.
You know, like, you never had a stuffed burger?
That's gross.
Have you ever had a burger with cheese on the inside of it?
Yeah, that's gross.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay, well, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
I don't like stuff squirting in my mouth. Sorry.
Me either.
That's what happens when you bite into a burger stuffed with cheese.
Oh, well. That's neither here nor there. Number 2 on my list is tacos.
Okay.
Definitely a taco, man. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm a hard shell taco guy. Some people like soft shells, whatever. I like the crunch. Do you remember when Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaq used to do them Taco Bell commercials?
Mm-hmm.
The double decker and all that?
Yep.
Yeah, good old times. But I like real authentic tacos. Number 1, told you I love seafood, shrimp. Shrimp is definitely my favorite food of all time. I just, you know, I can just go all day. I'm not even going to start. I'm going to sound like Bubba off of Forrest Gump. shrimp taco, shrimp salad, shrimp Creole, shrimp sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that does it. That's about all the shrimp. Like, my man Bubba's just going down the line. Every shrimp he loves.
You like a good po' boy?
Love a good po' boy, man. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Shrimp is my very favorite food ever. I love, I even love shrimp scampi. And I even like the raw shrimp when you dip it in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I just love shrimp.
Po' boy be slamming when you got, I eat them with chicken. I don't get any cooked because I can't do shellfish, but.
Gotcha.
Those are slamming. But actually, you got good, well, outside the whatever. Good top 10, though, bro.
Appreciate
good
it.
Good top
man.
10. But yeah. My top 10.
Outside the clam chowder.
That's nasty crap.
It's funny.
But mine consists of pastas at number 10. Hmm. I'm a good pasta guy. I like spaghetti. I like nice. Chicken Alfredo. You know, just anything with pasta, man. Just a pasta salad. I would eat that all day. So
that's what's up.
I get down with that.
I'm not really a pasta guy.
Number 9, fried pork chops.
Listen to you talking about pork.
Fried pork chops.
That's what's up.
That's the only part of pork I eat.
Okay.
Pork chops. That's it. And occasional bacon.
Was that the pork arm? No, I'm just
playing. You know, wherever it come from. Hell, the hind quarters of the ass. I don't give a damn. It tastes good. So it is what it is. Fried pork chop is slamming.
That's what's up.
So, number 8, sandwich. Just like you said, a sandwich. I love a good sandwich.
Yeah.
Whether it be from Jersey Mike's is my all-time favorite.
Okay.
I cannot eat Subway for some reason.
Yeah, I'm not a Subway
guy.
It's
gross.
I'm not a Subway guy either.
Like you said, DeBella's. Those who don't know about DeBella's, you know what I'm saying? Check them out. Mm-hmm. You know, Mancino's, the Grinders.
Okay. Oh. I love Grinders.
Yeah, you
with
know what I'm saying?
Flatbreads and all that, pita breads and stuff.
Slamming, you know what I'm saying? So, that's that.
Sweet.
So, you know, number
8.
Yeah, number 8. I definitely got to go with a good, I like a rotisserie chicken. You know, a rotisserie chicken.
Good.
Man, I'm telling you, you know who got the best rotisserie chicken?
Kroger. I love Kroger. Give me some on that.
No, Kroger and Boston Market.
I was about to say that. Boston
Kroger
Market.
And Boston Market.
I get that 3-piece dark from Boston
Man.
Market.
And you know, they got some bomb ass fried chicken.
For real?
At Kroger, yes. And it's only
Kroger.
It's only like $3-4.
You get
a whole fried bird. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't know that you didn't know about that.
Man, what?
Yeah.
Bruh. Yeah. You know, Kroger got.
And speaking of Boston Market, dog, they got some good cornbread too, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
I would have put cornbread on my list, but
you know
cornbread
what?
Is a side.
I think it
ain't really a main thing. You gotta
I think I'm going to rock with a half white wow. Did you just
lick my knuckle
like a cat?
I licked my knuckle because I was scratching it and it was ashy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Ooh, that threw me off there. All right.
He said like a cat.
Like a damn cat. Okay. All right. So, you know, just keeping it rolling here. Wow.
You forgot what you were about to say.
Man, that just threw me there, but it's all good. Which leads us into, you know, rotisserie chicken at number 8. Number 7, we got to go with fried chicken. Love it.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Love it. Love it.
Number 6. I love a good lasagna.
I was thinking about putting it on my list.
I love a good lasagna. My mom's lasagna is an all-time favorite.
Yeah.
Nothing can top it. Nothing can top it. That lasagna is bomb, and I make a
pretty. My wife make a pretty good doggone lasagna, too.
I make a pretty bomb lasagna, too.
That's what's up,
young
man.
Brother.
I started to put that as my 10. I didn't know if I wanted to do clam chowder. It was either clam chowder, pot pie, or lasagna for my number 10.
Okay. My number 6 is a soup. It's called Zuppa Toscana. It's from Olive Garden. It is a potato, sausage, and a garland soup is really, really good, man.
Sounds good. I love a good soup.
Really, really good. You should try it next time with it. It's called Zuppa Toscana.
I will never remember that.
Just ask them for the sausage and potato soup. They'll bring it out to you.
Okay.
They'll definitely bring it out to you. So number 5 is pizza.
Yeah.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I just love to get down with pizza, man, at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 for me, what I would have to, excuse me. Number 4 for me, I would have to say, in all honesty, man, I love fried catfish.
Nice.
Fried catfish. Nice. Number 4 with some fries, hot sauce. Man, fresh out that grease.
Yeah.
Boy.
That should have been on my list, too.
Bang, bang, bang.
But I picked salmon over fried fish.
You tried to go the healthy route, but that's good.
That's because all my other stuff was fattening, so I had to make it sound a little good.
Yeah, a little good. You know what I'm saying?
But I love me some catfish.
Just a little bit. You
some
know
tilapia,
what I'm saying?
All that.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. My number three, stuffed cabbage. If you never had any stuffed cabbage, man, oh, my Lord. Stuffed cabbage is bomb. Number.
What's in it?
Rice, ground beef, green pepper, red pepper.
Like stuffed peppers.
Yeah, it's
just talking about stuffed cabbage.
It's all the same. It's all the same. So
you kind of put what you want in.
Yep. So nice. You know what I'm saying? Peppers, onions, all that.
That sounds good.
Ground beef,
rice. It's kind of high up on the list, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. I'm telling you, it's bomb. It's bomb. Number three?
Yeah, I think
number three, cube steak. Love cube steak.
Nice.
Cube steak, rice gravy. You know what I'm saying? All that. Or mashed potatoes, cube steak and gravy. It's fire. You know? So that's bomb. Number two. Yeah, I tossed and turned with this dog back and forth. But, you know, I mean, it's really no substitute for it. Honest to God truth, bro.
Spam?
Yeah, good spam. Good spam there.
A good spam dish.
A bratwurst.
Really? That's freaking high up on your list, bro.
Bomb. Bratwurst is bomb. Good.
Yeah, I love a good sausage too.
Bratwurst.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's bomb, bro.
You like all beef? Got to be all beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
It's bomb. I'm telling you.
A good bratwurst. Yeah. That's high on your list. You got bratwurst and cabbage,
bro.
Two and three.
It's bomb, man. It's bomb.
That's what's up.
It's bomb.
That's
number
what's
one.
Up. Oh, yeah, cube steak for three. But
number one, steak.
Okay.
It could be ribeye, T-bone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wow.
I don't know how you didn't have steak.
I am so shocked that I didn't have steak on there. And I had clam chowder on there and I didn't have steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you didn't have clam chowder. I don't know how you didn't have steak instead of clam chowder. But
yeah,
hey,
I kind
of
blew that one.
Yeah, you did.
Steak is definitely.
But a T-bone or a good ribeye.
Yeah, I'm a ribeye guy.
Medium.
Yep.
Cooked medium with the juices. And
yep.
I don't eat mine with steak sauce.
Sauce, me either.
So. Mm. You know, I season mine in perfection. It's good.
That's
I have
what's
a
up,
good
man.
Marinade for it. So.
You got me there. I think I'm going to go ahead and switch out my clam chowder for a good steak, even though it wouldn't be 10. It would probably be like 5, but we'll go steak 10.
But we're up against the clock right now, so we'll go ahead and jump right into the booty O's.
Yeah, let's get into the booty O's.
Who you got for your booty O's? You ain't got nobody.
My booty O's is going to go to... I can't really say all 32 NFL teams because everybody didn't need Cam Newton, but I'm going to definitely give the booty O's to like 25 NFL teams.
Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Cam Newton is a pretty special player, and for him not to at least be considered, I would definitely give you guys booty O's because he's going to prove everybody wrong, I think. As long as he's healthy, you can prove everybody wrong.
Okay. My recipient of the booty O's goes to Juwan Howard. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
How the hell you let a kid in your own backyard go to East Lansing? I don't get that.
He wasn't going to commit to him. He don't even know Juwan Howard. Like
don't
that.
Matter. He's in your backyard. You should have recruited him hard. Hard. Since you got the job, you should have recruited him hard. How do you let him go to East Lansing? How?
I hear you.
Even though we know he ain't going, but how?
I hear you on that.
Don't get that one.
My next recipient of the booty O's is definitely going to go to Adam Silver for not shutting down the NBA season. You got players every day testing COVID positive for COVID-19. It's going to keep happening. Give them the booty O's, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Yep.
Wow. Well, you know, my last box and recipient of the booty O's goes to none other than Ryan Pace. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
You better pray, you son of a bitch, that this works out at this quarterback position. I'm telling you, after passing on Cam Newton, you better pray this works out. You better pray this works for you, because if not, I guarantee your ass will be jobless And may God have mercy on your soul. Moving on to this day in sports history. Go ahead and shoot us out big.
In sports history, former NFL superstar Pepper Johnson.
Pepper!
It's his birthday. He was born in 1964 on today's day.
Happy birthday, Pepper Johnson.
Also, legendary broadcaster and football player Dan Dierdorf was born this day in 1949.
Former Miami Dolphin, Dan Dierdorf.
Yep, with that thick mustache.
That porn stash.
And also, legendary baseball player Harmon Killebrew was born in 1936 on this day. All right. And then also, lastly, we want to remind you, 1897 on this day, guys, in 1890 freaking seven. The Chicago Colts established an MLB record for most runs scored in a game by one team as Mile Louisville Colonels beat them 36-7.
Did you just say Colonels?
Colonels? Colonels?
Colonels? What the hell?
That's one of those words I hate saying.
God sakes, man.
Colonels.
Colonels?
Thank you. You just saved my life with that one.
Colonels?
Colonels, 36-7 at Westside Grounds in
That's
Chicago.
That Pontiac Northern education there.
Mm, man, come on, bro. You went to Central. Don't even play with me, son. Don't, Lord Jesus. I hate that word, bro. Because it's one of the words that don't even look right. It's
Colonels.
Just, yeah, I did. I did that, everybody. I did that. Sorry.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we made your day
a little bit bigger
and a little bit brighter. Make sure to tune into us on Instagram, Facebook,
and Twitter. Make sure that you add on to our 3,000 followers. We're pretty pumped up about that there.
Let's go. Let's go.
Follow us.
For sure. We are the voice of the voiceless. Make sure you go ahead and keep on rocking with us, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and lead us out. Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.